that was Mama's mother and daddy. Her mother was a and then I married a and they were distant cousins. And then,
do you happen to know where she was raised?
In that same area.
Dorrance Cove?
Mm-hmm. And between Stevenson and Bridgeport. Now, see, Dorrance Cove lies between the two. Mm-hmm. All right, now her mother was a and then her mother was a I know that far back, but that's all I know about them.
And your husband, how old is he then?
My husband's 74.
Okay. Do y'all go to the same church?
Yes.
Same area.
What about his school?
He's a college graduate.
Where did he go to?
He went to Mercer University in Macon, Georgia, and also Jacksonville State University.
Okay. Is he interested in civic clubs,
mm-hmm.
church groups?
He has been, yes. He's retired now, and he's working in his garden in his yard. So he was a Rotarian. He's a Rotarian.
Okay.
And he was a school teacher before he was into the veterans program. He was a veterans training. And then he was elected tax collector after that.
Okay. And where are his people from?
Stevenson.
Was he born in Stevenson?
Mm-hmm. His father was probate judge of this county.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit about the house that you grew up in, what it was like, the different rooms in the house, that sort of thing?
Yes, we had a big farmhouse. Let me see, we had about a 9-room farmhouse. Above the average.
Yes, ma'am. What were the different rooms in it?
Well, there was living room, dining room, bedrooms, 2 big halls, a screened back porch. And then we were in the dairy business. My daddy was a farmer, but then my mother and my oldest brother started a dairy. And that continued until my brother had a heart attack and died.
And the house that you live in now, what is it like?
Well, it's a 7-room brick.
What are the different rooms in it?
Living room, dining room,
bedroom.
4 bedrooms.
2 big halls.
And a hall.
Bring back.
Okay. Now,
then.
All right. Okay. Get into the questionnaire now. Around, you mentioned living room. Is that what most people around here would call the best room in the house?
Yes.
Have you ever heard any other words used for it?
It used to be called the front room.
Mm-hmm. What about parlor?
Yeah. Parlor was the more sophisticated families had the parlors. My grandmother Lloyd had a parlor, I remember. And then what they called the living room was really the master bedroom. That's where most of the children gathered,
mm-hmm.
around the fireplace.
Okay. Was it the house that you grew up in, was it one of these high-ceilinged houses?
Well, yes. Not extremely high, because my home was built just 10 or 15 years before I was born.
Yes. How would you estimate those ceilings were?
Well, they were 10 feet, I guess.
Okay. Did that house have a fireplace in it?
It had 3 fireplaces.
Did you ever build a fire in the fireplace?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that.
Well, they used to take out the ashes and lay the fire and set it on. And we never did let the fire go out in the wintertime. We just cover up the fire at night, and next morning uncover it and put more wood on.
Did you have a name for the things that you laid the wood across in the fireplace?
We called them dog irons or andirons.
Okay. What about the big piece of wood that you would lay on the dog irons?
The back stick.
Okay.
Where were you born?
Troy, Alabama.
Did you know all about this too, don't you?
It's from there.